The Valley's housing market is one of the hottest in the country right now, which is pushing prices up, both for prospective buyers and renters. And that means for a lot of residents, housing is out of reach, which is what we're calling our new project on housing here on the show. Along with experts who've got the facts and figures, throughout this series, we're going to be hearing from people who are directly impacted by soaring housing prices. That includes our next guest. Shannon Stewart is a small business owner. She runs the Vintage Arizona in Sunny Slope, which she opened 3 years ago. She's also a hairstylist. She grew up and rents an apartment in Sunny Slope as well, but her rent is going up by a lot. She talked about that with our co-host, Mark Brody.
Yes. So I've lived here actually just a year now. And back in March, the apartment building, I live in a small fourplex in Sunny Slope. The building was sold. And the gentleman that bought it, he's a very nice young man. But we received an email from him about 2 weeks ago that our rent is nearly doubling.
Wow.
Yes.
Can I ask what the new rate is going to be?
The new rate is going to be $1,250 plus tax.
And how big of an apartment do you have?
It's about 900 square feet. So it's a modest, not a super large house. It's big enough for one person, but yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Well, my options right now are either to try and figure out how I'm going to spend that extra $600 to $700. I can find a roommate or kind of, I hate to say this, worst case would be moving back in with my parents. And I just turned 45. So that's been a bit of a blow to, you know, your psyche that you can't afford to live in the city that you grew up in.
Yeah. Well, and this is clearly a neighborhood that is very special to you. I mean, you live there, you own a business there. You're clearly somebody who is invested in this community as well.
Yes, absolutely. It's about a half a mile away from my shop, and I'm about a half a mile away from my parents. And this has been just a very unfortunate few months having to deal with this.
Are there other apartments affordable nearby that you could rent? Is buying a home an option for you?
Buying a home right now is definitely not an option. Unfortunately, I wouldn't have enough saved for a down payment. And that too, the average home price right now is like $400,000, which as a single person is just not feasible for me right now, unfortunately. I have looked at other apartments in the area, and this unfortunately is just kind of where the market has gone.
Are you hearing this from friends and other folks that you see in the shop? Like, you are clearly not the only person who is dealing with this right now. Are you hearing other stories, even maybe within your neighborhood, about this?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. With the sale of this particular property, there's five of us that live here and four of us are going to be displaced because we just, a couple of them are on a fixed income. They are, you know, they live on Social Security, so they're not going to be able to afford that rent hike. Another gentleman, he works 6 days a week, as do I, and trying to figure out how to make that extra money every month is nearly impossible.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have they said anything about what they might plan to do?
Luckily, I actually just spoke with my neighbor yesterday. His father owns a condo that he's going to be moving into. So he said he feels extremely lucky in that regard. The other couple, they're actually going to be buying a mobile home from a friend. So they feel extremely lucky for that. But it's overwhelming for them because the whole place needs to be fixed up. They have to put in all new flooring. And we're talking from like, they have to pull up all of the flooring and put new flooring in. So they're both 69 years old. So that's a daunting challenge for them, but they feel super grateful that they do have a place to go.
What do you think this means for Sunny Slope? What does this mean for your neighborhood?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not entirely sure. It's a part of the valley that, you know, maybe could always have seen a bit of gentrification and possibly that will happen. What I envision is that these modest apartments are going to end up with, you know, several people living in them because it's just not affordable for anyone, especially if you're single.
I'm curious what you hear about maybe folks coming into the shop or folks who are, you know, other neighbors of yours or friends who live either in Sunny Slope or other parts of the valley. Like, are you hearing similar stories from them as well?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of friends, what I'm hearing, especially apartment living, is that these property management companies they won't do a year lease anymore. They're going month to month, and every month they're nervous about what that rent increase is going to be because we don't have any regulations in Arizona. And a lot of them, you know, they have 30 days to move out of a place that they might have lived in for several years because they simply just, they're not making any more money, and they don't have any more to give to rent.
You mentioned that the person who owns the building in which you live now is a nice person. Like, have you talked to them at all to see if there's any negotiating that can happen, if there's any wiggle room, any deal that can be struck so that you can stay where you're at?
That's definitely an option. I will speak to him. We do know what he paid for the building, and obviously he wants to be able to recoup some of you know, of course, his purchase. As it stands with what our rent is now, he can't pay his mortgage on that. So we knew when it was sold, of course, that the rent was going to increase, but what it's increased to is just, you can't even wrap your brain around it.
Yeah. What is your time frame then? Like, when do you have to decide what you're doing? When do you have to figure out what your next step is?
My lease is up in 6 months, so I have 6 months to decide what I'm, you know, what my options are, 6 months to maybe find a roommate, or try and figure out maybe more clients or more, I just will be working more.
Yeah. Have you investigated any other apartment complexes in Sunny Slope? Like, do you know if they are any more reasonable?
I have. There are quite a few that are very large apartment complexes that, you know, growing up in this area, I know just really aren't. It's hard. The older you get, you really don't want to live in certain communities. But, you know, if that's worst case scenario, then that's what I do, is move into a bigger complex.
All right. That is Shannon Stewart. She owns The Vintage Arizona in Sunny Slope. She lives in that neighborhood as well. Shannon, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing your story with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.